until we see him and his glory, nothing else will matter. The highlands is the only thing that will matter. In the highlands, we see his glory, right? Here he comes with his disciples. Come on, Tony, come on. Here he comes with his disciples. Come with me. I want to show you my glory. I want to show you my glory and what you lost. I'm going to show you my glory, and then my glory I'm going to give to them. See, his whole purpose, my glory. If I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men to my glory. Yeah. Fill us with your glory. Fill us with your love for all the world to see. Your light shines in me. You shine in me. It's the glory. Let me tell you something. That's what Paul said. Don't know him after the flesh anymore. Know him after the glory. Thank God for the cross, but go past the cross and see him in the glory. You know what Paul's deep desire for the church? I want you to see him in his glory. I want you to see it with heavenly places with him in his glory, right? See? Kristen Davis, if we only had the gospel preached to us. If we saw scriptures by the Spirit, Jerry, if we saw that what he was really after, you know, here's God that he put this thing together right here. He put Kevin here. He put Tony here. He put Valisa here. He put Courtney here. He put Sherry here. And he prayed the same prayer for you that he prayed in John 17. Father, show them the glory. See? Show them the glory, God. See? Don't give them no rules or anything. Just show them the glory. If you show them the glory, that's enough. If you show them the glory, I can leave them here on earth, but the glory will still win out. Because the glory is more strong than anything earthly, right? Don't take them out of the world, but just show them your glory. Fill us with your glory. See, it's this transcendent thing. See? It's this transcendent thing. That's when heaven gets on earth, you know, when you're walking in the glory. See, I just have to, before I start, I have to keep saying that. You exist for the glory. Pastor Ross prophetically said it. You are made for this. People are always reaching out, God, show me my purpose and all that. Just it's the glory. Courtney, there's got to be some glory about you. That's when you're going to find who you really are. Forget about your purpose. The glory, God. Yeah, it's high. It's very high. That's really it. You know, back in when I was a, you know, in my late teens and 20s, you know, they had the little dance called the bump. No. I wish I could bump the glory. Oh, You understand? I just want to bump with you, B. Right. Right. Y'all follow me? Yeah, right. Right, 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 right. Rocky. Rocky had the little pizzazz with it, too. He's bumping his glory. Yes. Right. It's a transcendent thing. See, it's the closest. You've got to be close to bump. Right. You got to be close to bump. You got to be close to bump. See. Roz and Stan and Dre. Y'all glorified us this morning. I know it's him in you, but we bump with it. We bump with him this morning.
Yes, we did.
You know, words, the life. You know, it's life. You draw. Look, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw you up. Thank God for the cross, but I'm drawing you higher than that. See me in my glory and watch all the natural fall off. See me in my glory and watch you become like me. You understand? See me in my glory, watch sickness fall off. See me in my glory, watch corona fall off. See me in my glory, watch fear, watch death fall off. Because my glory beat it all. My glory be it all. See, that's why in scripture he would say things like, he has seated him at the right hand of God in his glory, right? He's seated with him on the right hand. Now you have to see me up there. And the more you see me in my glory, the more my glory transforms you like me. That's why he showed those three disciples that Mount of Transfiguration so that BJ can get transfigured too. But it won't happen just for forgiveness of sins. It happens when your eyes open and you see him up there. Roz, Stan, nothing else will satisfy me but the glory. Isn't that song right? Then we belong to the Highlands. Which Stan? He left? Okay. Oh, Stan, we belong to the Highlands. The glory land. Seated above everything. Far above every principality, might, dominion, every name that's named. That's the glory. Seated above, far above, exceedingly far above every might and spirit and power, every angel, every devil, and every name that's named. He's seated above him. That's him and his glory. Now I want you up there with me. See me up there. Don't see me just forgiving your sins. That's for the sinner, you know. Now see me in my glory. Partake in my resurrection with me. See. Yeah. We deserve it? Nope. But see, that's just how love is. Yeah. And we get glory. We get transformed by the glory. We get transformed only by the glory, Brent. So, you know, you can read and study for 30 years and not get transformed. As soon as the glory kicks in, bam, I'm getting more like him now. Right? You can try for 30 years, go to church 5 times a day, 8 on Sunday. But not till you do the bump. You're going to try to say,
Nothing will change until you see him in glory. See, the eyes of your heart has to open up. God, I see you high and lifted up. Isn't this what happened to Paul on the road to Damascus? A heavenly light. He saw the glory. See, that's why they could beat the snot out of him. But the glory was still in his eyes. He took it. Why? Because I saw the glory. Nothing can shake me because I saw the glory. Pastor Ross, you sang this morning. You prophesied to us. You were made for this. Right? Right, Tony? Remember Tony, the experience you had? Exactly the same thing. I was up. Tony said, I was up at the throne. Tony, didn't you share this with us yesterday? I was up at the throne in his glory. See? And I, you know, you tell that to most people that, oh, yeah, sure, Tony, you had too much milk or pizza or you had too much. No. Do you know how we know God is here? Because we've seen him in his glory, guys. Otherwise, you're just trying to make up some emotions and stuff. When you see him in his glory, man, he's around us, man. BJ, if Chris starts sinking, God's going to start bringing you back to my glory. Stop sinking. Come on back up to my glory. See, when you start sinking there, oh, my God, do I want to share this? Look, they're ministering this morning. I'm just crying because I'm feeling the glory, you know. It's like I'm up in heavenly places, you know. And this love is so deep and so strong. And nothing you did, nothing I did. And so I'm starting to get used to, it's like Tony said, he was at the throne. See, for most of us, that doesn't make sense. I mean, we read it in the Bible that come boldly to the throne, but you never go there. You know what I'm trying to say? It's still just a scripture to you. See, when you prayed yesterday, you prayed from the glory. If you're here for prayer, please start coming for prayer. If you prayed from the throne, you prayed yesterday, you prayed from glory. I knew what was going on inside of me. When I got home, Glow said, "You okay? You okay?" I said, "I can't get off me. What happened to us yesterday?" And then Stan was telling me Tuesday at breakfast how he had to play last weekend at two places. Both of them had the same name. Down here in Chesterfield, something Highlands. What was Stan? Reserve at the Highlands. You know, y'all know got a Highland Reserve for y'all. I need a chair. If I be lifted up, I got reserved the Highland for all men. If we only heard the gospel, what was the other? If we only heard the gospel. If I'm going to lift you up, Shanique, to the high land, I'll draw all men to me. Not just for sin saved, but to the high lands. You know, thief on the cross, come to the high lands with me. Oh, God Almighty. Where was the second one staying? Just the highlands. In other words, son, I'm going to make the name of this place mean more to you than what man called it. Son, I'm going to make this place. And then make sure you share it with some brothers, too, because they need to get it, too. Then the brother said, to be seated in heavenly places. To be seated in heavenly places. Thank God for the cross, but where's the hiding? See? See, Jesus is not going to get exalted to the right hand unless he can take you with him. You understand? If he can't take you, he's not going. That's the kind of love we're talking about. I ain't going for myself. This was love. I ain't going for myself. If I can't take a rainbow with me, I ain't going. See, that's love. See, to all that he went through, all the death, burial, and going to hell and the sins taken and all that, his whole point was to get up in heavenly places so that you can go there with him. Jerry, we're not made for this world, see? We're not made for this world. You're made for the glorious highlands, see? Glow. Chris, B, James, Valisa. And my God shall supply all my need, what? According to my riches in what? In glory. See, we keep trying to get God to do something, but we're not in glory with him. See? You understand? We keep praying because the scripture says so, but we don't know the reality of the glory land. See? We don't have truth revealed to us about glory. Felicia, the truth is above. See? What did John say? I desire that you walk in, above all things, walk in truth, or walk in this glory truth, you know. Not just literal Bible reading truth, but you got to have revelation of the glory land. Ask Tony. God, glow. See, you just said it. Glow said, thank you, Jesus. See, a lot of our prayers shouldn't be prayers. All we got to do is thank him for where we are in him. Right. See, your prayers are keep trying to get him to do stuff that he already did. Look, don't pray about that anymore. Just come on here with me, glory. And you're going to look down and say, oh, that's already been taken care of. Oh, the devil's defeated already. Oh, I already got that. I've just been on the ground too long. Right? Yeah. If I can get you out of this world, the Lord says. My whole thing was to save you, but get you out of the world too. Because the world's condemned. But then beyond that is now you're going to share my glory with me. Who does that? Here's Paul praying in Ephesians. I want you to know the strength and might, what it means, the strength and power and might it means to be lifted up with him. That's what I'm praying, that your eyes be open to it. He's not praying for the Ephesians, you know, go to the cross again. He's telling them, get up off of this earth. I think that's why Hezekiah and them, when they send out them singers, of course, we get all kinds of songs and scriptures and messages about it. But you know what? In essence, it was this. I'm going to show you my glory. Right? When Hezekiah went down and prayed, all God did, I'm going to show you my glory. So look, the singing and dancing wasn't a recipe for victory. The victory, because they saw him in his glory, they sang because they saw the glory, not to try to get it. Are y'all following me? Do I need to say that again? Most of the time, we do those songs trying to make something happen. Right? It's our little hope, you know, a little desperation. The Bible says sing, so I'm going to sing. No. You sing in victory because the victory is in glory. Once you see the glory, you see the victories. So I'm praying for Tina's eyes. Tina said, pray for me. I'll pray for her eyes. I'm not so much her situation. I pray for her eyes to see the glory. Come on, Randy up here. Look, I'm going to quote a scripture over her. Now it's going to make sense, right? Hebrews 12, looking to Jesus. Looking to him where? Looking to him in glory, the author and finisher of our faith, right? As soon as you see him in glory, your faith's going to start rising up, see? In other words, when we start fainting and losing heart, we start looking to Jesus, the glorified Jesus, the one at the right hand of the throne for you, Jesus, where you have to be lifted up with Jesus. We keep our eyes on the glory, see? We can live in the glory. Shanique's up here ministering. We can live in the glory. Right. So, Brother Rocket, we learn how to pray. God, show your glory. Speak to us and show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. If anything, God, show us your glory. Show us your glory. Look. Because she's starting to see Jesus in his glory, she becomes his testimony in the earth. Right? She seen me. She seen my glory. She seen me in my glory. She seen me in my glory, right? 85% of church that may not see anything, but she seen me in my glory. Might be more than that. Right? She's a glory seer. God, I thank you for my spiritual gifts, but I thank you for seeing your glory more than all of that. I don't need this world anymore because I've seen your glory. You know, people have nothing else matters. People have a hard time losing the earth because they've never seen him in his glory, see? See, Wednesday nights, you're starting to see him in his glory, see? Why do I keep wanting to come? Because I see him in his glory. See? And Derek, her name is almost not Lorraine anymore. You know, when you start to see him in his glory, there's something different changes about you, you know. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, be presumptuous, but you know. In other words, I'm not me anymore. I got my glory back, Jerry. I'm not me anymore. I got my glory back. I finally got my glory back. I've been lifted above this world. Amen. 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 Look, Rob. Here's God waving. Chris, God waving her in front of the devil. He's waving her in front of the devil. Yeah. Yeah. You can't touch her because my glory's on her. You can't touch her. Right? Right. Are we bumping again? Because my glory on her, see? Right, those guys. Are y'all fine? Okay, see, Jesus, I restore your glory. That's what my blood did. It restored your glory. I got lifted up, and everything is subject to me. Everything, every demon, death itself is subject to me. And now you come up here with me, it can't touch you. I'm waving. It can't touch you either. Can't touch you. See? This is what God was waiting for from the fall. This is what God was waiting for before the fall. To bring him in the glory with him. Just bring them in the glory. That's why the scriptures were before the foundation of the world. I can see what I'm doing. You might think 6,000 years was too long, but I know what I'm doing. Because no time can measure up to the glory I'm about to restore to them. Jesus. Here's Randy's prayer, Nikki. Jesus, show me more of your glory. The power of your resurrection. Move your glory, the power of your resurrection. Move your glory, the power of your resurrection. Move your glory, the power of your resurrection. I don't want this world anymore. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. And it suffices me. And the world, life ever after, and the world to come. Remember what you prayed over me yesterday? I'll show you the powers of the age to come. See, she said. I hate taking my hands off of her. There's a grace and a glory on it, right? See, I could go into some of those scriptures in Corinthians to talk about the woman's hair is a glory, but see, people, we done messed it all up. You know? Yeah, exactly. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Are you giving the mic to somebody? Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. Since we're already in the spirit and in the heavenlies, let's stay there when I tell this dream. Well, I know everyone has heard of the cartoon for the kids called Horton Hears a Who. I dreamt about Horton Hears a Who. And everybody knows the story that Horton found the little blowflower, and the blowflower had a whole city in it. And he toted it around and kept it safe so the people in the flower wouldn't get harmed. But then the world that he lived in, they got really tired of seeing him tote the flower around. They were saying he was crazy. So they tried to take the flower from him and destroy the flower that the city was in. And so in the dream, I said, Lord, why am I dreaming about Horton Hears a Who? And so from going to Horton toting a flower, it was as if this realm of people, this realm of Zion, God is carrying around like Horton carried around the flower. He's carrying us around in our own realm of heavenly glory, in our own realm of the heavens. And he's not going to allow anything to happen to us. But I think the blessing in it was that him carrying us around and we carrying his glory, and he putting his glory on us, the same old everyday life is not going to do anymore. Right, right, right. You know, you're not going to be able to say a prayer on your way out the door and before you close your eyes at night. Right, right. The glory is much greater than that now. And in the dream, not only was he carrying us, but he took us to glory, and he took us to where the throne chairs are. He wanted us to see the throne chairs. He wanted us to see how vast heaven was in the dream. And the Lord was saying to me, at this point in glory in this realm, I'm carrying you. And so I want to be in relationship with you all the time. So we're not going to be able to just give him a prayer in the morning at night. We're going to have to be in relationship with him all the time now, because he's carrying us. He's with us all the time.
Amen. That's good stuff. It's good stuff. So if you could, I'm going to back that up here in a little bit. Joshua, the scripture in Joshua. Yeah, she's lost. She's lost in the glory. Look, oh, my goodness. Now, nothing else matters but the glory. And so Remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, you guys remember that? And the disciples went up there, and Jesus got transfigured in his garments, and it was like a fuller's white, the scripture says in the King James, and it glistened and glowed beyond with the beyond the noonday sun. It's a different realm. It's a different glory. So now so here's God's position. I have to bring Lilith up to that glory. Now, what did he say after the glory, finished showing the glory? This is my son and who I'm well pleased. In other words, the only pleasure God has is in the glory. So when God looks at Lilith, when the father looks at Lilith, he doesn't see Lilith. He sees Christ in the glory. That's why your sins don't matter, don't compute to him, because he sees Christ in the glory. Are you following? If God took his eyes off of Christ, you'd be doomed. Yes, ma'am. Here's the father's stance. I don't see Derek. I see Christ in the glory. I see Derek in Christ in the glory. So when I look at Derek, all I see is the glory. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Right? If he took his eyes off Christ, Lillard would be doomed. Big trouble. In other words, God's honoring this. So you got to think like God thinks, see? You think like yourself, I did bad, I must be nothing. God said, no, I see you in Christ the glory. Lift it up. And he's going to draw everybody to him. So no longer is your sins reckoned to you because now I see you in the glory. Get that condemnation off of you. Get that condemnation off of you. God don't see you that way. Running from now to eternity to the death of eternity, I beat it all. Man, this stuff makes me so happy. I don't know what to do. See, preaching comes from another realm. You understand? Ministry, messages, they got to come from another realm. See? Right, what did Jesus say? You're going to see the messengers ascend and descend. We got to ascend to the throne, right, Tony? And then get what the throne's telling us. That's not like the natural men's minds, which we've been gone through for all of our preaching, our church life, for the most part. Okay. I'm getting tired, Tina. Now, look at Joshua, guys. Look at Joshua. In the morning, Joshua said to the priests, lift up the Ark of the Covenant, right? Here's Joshua. By the way, Joshua is another name for Jesus. So it's all prophetically of when they're about to go in the promised land. Who Jesus, you know what your promised land is? It's the glory. But as was spoken of, Kristen and BJ, back here, it's just that we haven't had eyes to see it, right? Lift up the Ark, Christ, right? The new covenant, and lead the people where? Across the river of death. Because, Lilith, what's the Jordan River symbolize? Death. So you already crossed death, right? Because Christ crossed, and when he crossed. And lead them across the river. So his God led you across death with him. And brought you up to the glory. Where death has no more sting. Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? You done beat it already because the ark himself went across the person. See? You bumped with him all the way across. And so they started out and went ahead of the people. And the Lord told Joshua, today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all Israel. Right? This is our prophetic of Jesus, by the way. They will know that I am with you. Just as I was with Moses, give this command to the priests. God, I want to really characterize this. But give command to the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant. And when you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. So Joshua told the Israelites, come listen to what the Lord your God says. Today you will know that the living God is among you. How are you going to know God's among you? Because you're going to go across death. Right? And it's not going to be able to touch you. I like this part right here. Amanda, I like this part. He will surely drive out Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Gehazites, Amorites, and Jebusites. That's not enough. Look. All the ice. Now, look, you're going across death. See? You're going across, you're going to be death. Now, here are the ice. Here are the ice. I'm going to drive out sickness. I'm going to drive out death. I'm going to drive out fear. I'm going to drive out disease. I'm going to drive out poverty. I'm going to drive out lack. I'm going to drive out need and want. I'm going to drive the whole thing out. In the glory. I'm going to drive out the whole natural realm. I'm going to drive it out. Poverty, disease, death itself, fear, worry, hate. I'm going to drive it all out. Jebusites, Hittites, Hebusites, whatever. That's all. Matter of fact, you look up the names, you're gonna see that's what they mean. Derek, no Ike can touch you, sir. Ike. Ike either. No Ike can touch me. Right? None can touch me. Because look, Lilla, if the ark went across, you went across. Where's your faith? If the ark went across, you went across. Why did he do it? To get them across. Look at the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth. Will lead you across that Jordan River. See, we save songs for the Jordan at the funeral. He crossed the Jordan. No, that was a lie. So you crossed it already. Jesus. Look, now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel. Good day, I can minister that. One from each tribe. The priests will carry the ark of the Lord and the Lord of all the earth, right? As soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of the water will be cut off upstream. He's going to stop death. He's going to stop disease. He's going to stop trouble. He's going to stop, worry, fear, doubt, unbelief. He's going to stop it all. Then stand up like a wall. You thought the Red Sea was a miracle. Look at this right here. Look, Raquel. So the people left their camp to cross over. God's just looking for some people to cross over with him. Leave the camp. And the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Look, provision. He went ahead. He went ahead. I got it already. I make provision for you. I got ahead of you. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm proactive. I got it. I'm proactive about that. Before you ask, I already took care of it. I'm a pro. I'm a pro. I'm a pro. I'm a pro. Before you start sitting down to pray, oh, I already answered you. You thought your prayers counted. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his glory. It was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing. Did stop God? It was overflowing his banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the water of the river's edge, the water above that point began backing up. Jesus, I want to sit down. Death had to back up. Death had to back up. Hell had to back up. I'm talking about had to back up. That reality. It had to back up, right? Because this is a type of him and his glory. And everything on earth has to back up when we talk about the glory. Everything has to back up when we talk about the glory. That's why he wants to take you to glory with him. Everything got back up. Man, y'all singing this morning like I could see stuff backing up. I just cry. Okay. Look, backing up a great distance away from the town called Adam, by the way. Adam. Yeah, all the way back. Yeah, back to Adam. Back to the fall. Everything back to Adam. Everything he lost. Back that tip on up, sir. Everything back to Adam. Everything back to Adam. A town called Adam. I don't live in a town called Adam anymore. I live in a town called Glory. In heavenly places. How did Pastor Mike put it? Our inheritance is this way. It's vertical. Great distance, sir. Not just a little peony. I got a great distance away. How much can you see? How much can you spiritually see? Great distance, guys. And the water below that point flowed to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. And all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the ark of the Lord's covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as people passed by, right? It's Jesus. He stood in the middle of death, backed that thing up, and let you cross back. Cross over. He stood in the middle of death, James. Okay, it's dry. Sure, it's dry ground. Don't be afraid of death no more. It can't overtake you. It can't flood you. I done backed death up. Just come across on dry ground. See, I ain't scared of death. Come on, man. Yeah. Right. How beautiful the feet of those. How beautiful the feet of those. Look, Chris, they walked across on dry ground. Can our spiritual eyes see this thing? We've been shaking in our boots for death too long. We've been shaking in our boots. We are done. He done already. When he died, we died. We in life. We're in life. Resurrection life. Glory life. Ascendant life. Man, I wish I knew how to sing a song. Hey, day in the morning, man. Right? There's a song the angels can't sing, Lilla. We've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. Redeemed. Yes. Shelly, don't get me burning. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Look, Christ stayed there until the whole human race. Sir, he didn't leave one out. He didn't leave one out. There's no excuse for not one of them. The whole, I don't care how bad they were, how whatever, he stayed there until every single one of them came across. They just don't see. Theology won't help them, guys. Theology won't help them. It's got to be light of heaven, B. It's got to be the light that comes from above. See? It's got to be Christ-centered. The glorified Christ-centered. Define the first, finally, Colossians 3. I didn't give it to you, but Colossians 3, because I'm starting to really rub in on me here. Colossians 3, I think it's 1 through 4 or something like that. Because here's what makes God's heart glad. I'm getting my sons and daughters back. You understand? I get, you know,
we major too much on do's and don'ts and live right. And just reveal my glory to them and watch to see how they live. Right? Reveal my glory to them and watch my glory change them. See? We got the cart before the horse. We keep trying to get people to change. And he said, no, just show them my glory. And my glory gets inside of them. What, stand, show me your glory. Right? You know, Chris and Davis leave here to be with a band of glory on her. See, what's this glory you're wearing, honey? That's the wife I want. Matter of fact, that's the wife God wants. It's a wife of glory. Mm-hmm. Right? And take away every spot and every wrinkle. When we start to see the glory. See? Man, I want that. Colossians? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, good. I'm sorry. Take your time. Turn in your Bible. Somebody. I know. I know, but don't you? Yeah, I am. Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2. Dee's going to do Colossians, but I want to do Hebrews 2:10 first. Craig, Dave. Craig, Dave. Look, you know what? I wish I could grab everybody and put my arm, these long arms around us all and let us read and feel this together, right? For now, after the death, burial, resurrection, right? So we're leaving the death, burial, and resurrection. We're going to glory. Now he towers above all creation. Towers. There ain't a, that's a long way from the old way. He towers above it. For all things exist through him and for him, right? And that he, God made him pioneer. Well, if there's a pioneer, there's somebody coming after it, right? Of our salvation. Perfect through sufferings. For this is how he brings what? Many sons and daughters to share in his glory. See? Yes. He suffered all that so Tina could share in his glory. Just like he towers above everything, he took Tina up there and was like, tower with me now. Let your conscience be now uplifted to a towering state. Devil, I ain't afraid of you. Jesus, the Holy One, makes us holy. And as sons and daughters, we now belong to the same Father. We got the same seed. We got the same glorified seed in us. We got the resurrection seed in us. Our seed is not earthly, it's heavenly. Our seed is glory seed. See, I don't belong to this world. He's not ashamed or embarrassed to introduce us as his brothers and sisters. For he has said, I will reveal who you really are. You know, that's what's happening this morning. The Holy Ghost is revealing who he really is. And I will glorify you with praises in the midst of the congregation. You know when real praise is going to happen? When we see him in his glory. Did we find it, D? I'm going to have to stop and give you Sparks comments after this scripture here. I have more, but I don't have time for it. But, okay. Okay, look. Christ's resurrection is yours too, Joyce.
Colossians 3. Christ's resurrection is yours too. Christ's resurrection is yours too, Quilla. Christ's resurrection is yours too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, right? Seek those things above. We yearn for what's above because he's in resurrection. We want to be wherever he is, that's where we want to be. For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. And not with what? Distractions of the natural realm. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. And now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ, right? And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed, for you are now with him, where? In his glory. You're one with him. Tread, day in the mind. One with him in his glory. We're going to do the bump again, release. One with him in his glory. Stand up, Shanique. Look, so what's the song, Ross? No place I'd rather be. No place here in your love. Here in your glove. No, I want to be no other place but in your glory. Think about what this does for your life. You can stand, stay standing up, please, Derek. Just keep standing right there. Yeah, right there. Just keep standing right there. If we have such an apprehension of the absolute victory that is secured in God, our faith brings us to the place where it is not fighting so much as it is rejoicing in this great fact that we share in his glory. It's not so much fighting per se. It's rejoicing in his glory. We go through, right, because we have already gone through with him, see. Right? Faith has gone through and we follow through upon the faith of Christ in glory. How did they go through in the beginning? Stephen got through in the hour of his ordeal. The people stood raging, put their fingers on their ears, rushed upon him, gnashed their teeth. How did Stephen get through these sons of terror paralyzing him? Y'all remember he saw Christ in glory. That you remember what the scripture said? He saw Christ sitting at the right hand of God. Remember? He saw Christ in his glory. A lot going on in the church world, but not a whole lot of seeing him in his glory. That's just the story to most of us. How did Paul get through the way? If ever a man was beset by the seven nations, he was. Every one of them tried by some means or method to destroy his strength and bring him to a bondage. How was it that in effect, they were wiped out because his eye was constantly upon the first vision of Christ that he saw on Damascus in the glory. He saw the heavenly vision. Guys, remember? He saw the glory. And that's the standard for Christianity, seeing the glory. Because Christ was in glory and he secured. Because Christ was in glory, he was secure in Christ. It is a great fact that we are in Christ in the heavens. He is the sovereign head, and every member is in him there already, right? Christ is the head, and you're the body. Your head can't be where your body is not. Right. I'm talking about naturally now. Even spiritually, for that matter. Spiritually first. Your head can't be where your body's not. See, Christ cut Satan's head off, severed you, and then joined you to him. Because before, you were a part of Satan, and no matter how much you tried, you're still a part of Satan until he cut his head off. Are you following? He is a sovereign head, and every member in him, we are there. We have got to live in him. It is seeing the head in glory, securing all the members in himself, and putting our faith upon that. That is the secret of our strength, Christ in glory. Just like you know there's a very real living sense which every member of your body is in your head, touch a part of your brain and you affect every member of your body. To the lowest extremity. Touch something in your brain, your toe going. Now think about that spiritually. If he's in heaven, you got to be there. Don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid to think like God thinks. See, don't be afraid to say it. At least say it to yourself. If you don't say it to anybody else, say it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go broadcast because people think you're nuts. But look, you got to know in your own heart. That's for your faith, right? Look, Joy, I belong to heaven because he's up there sitting and I'm a part of him. So it is with Christ. We are there. We have got to live in him. It is seeing the head in glory, securing the members in himself and putting our faith upon that. That is the secret of our strength. Christ in glory. This is the way of endurance and victory all the way along. If we always remember that Christ has overcome and is exalted as your representative, and the same spirit as in him is given to you. Same spirit, guys. Here's Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also give you life, or quicken you, and quicken your even your mortal body. Great day, Shelly. Come on. The same spirit that's at the head of all the universe, that's ahead of everything, lives inside of us. It'll quicken our bodies. Tony, you can come with me. So while this faith is alive in us, God, do a quickening here. Quicken mortal bodies, right? It's the same spirit that dwells in us that's in him. Same spirit that's at the right hand of the Father. It'll quicken us, right? Thank you, God. There's faith in here. The mortal body gets quickened by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of Christ himself, the glorified Christ that's defeated death, sickness, disease, and all the other. Amen. Amen. Every ite. The same thing, the same energy, the same power, but we must keep our eye on him, the Lord in victory, the Lord in glory. That's the secret of power. Every solution lies there in where he is and what he is being there implies for us. The Lord keep us moving on toward himself. Amen. Okay. Look, if you want, this is a lot, right? A lot of good lot. If you want notes on this, I can send you these notes. You know, see Raquel, just write, you know, jot your name down. Pastor, send me the notes. But you can't not ever let this go. Can't ever let this go. Amen.
Praise him. Praise Jesus. Come on, y'all. There's rejoicing in my soul. Woo, Lord have mercy. Pastor Ross, come on up here with me. Come on up here. You started this. You and Stan. Come on up here. It's her fault. Come on over here. Lord have mercy. All night long, I kept seeing this word, like on a video screen in my room. Forward. I kept thinking, Lord, what in the world is that? great big letters, Courtney, forward. Had no clue how forward we were going to go today. Whoo, Jesus. Whew. 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 Whoo, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, I can't do this by myself. I'm going to pass right out on this floor. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all. Pastor, so much transpired in here. From Christ and the glory, the Highlands. The Highlands. Woo! Do you all know that the corona, COVID-19, made reservations for us that we could go into the Highlands? It gave us a passionate love for Jesus and a passionate outlook and a hope beyond the natural and a desire out of this world, because we know we had no place left here. If we were going to survive, we had to come up out of this world and go forward. Whew. Pastor Ross, come hold my back, baby. Whew. Do y'all understand what's happening in this room? We're being bathed in his glory. His glory is running through me. Ooh, Lord have mercy. We have been lifted. We've been moved forward into the kingdom of his glory. Pastor, talking about revelation. Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. He says, in essence, I want to know him and the power of his glory. Life has just begun. Life has just. Life has just begun. Life has just begun. We've got an understanding of the Father's purpose. Life has just begun. Heaven is rejoicing. Angels are singing. They're coming up to your glory. We're being bathed in his glory. We're being clothed in his glory. We're being washed in the blood of his glory. All of him was his glory. Pastor, there was nothing about him that won his glory. Whew. It's all about his glory. Oh. Every scripture you read, Lord have mercy, and stuff that is running through me, Pastor Rob. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There's reservation stand. But we made this what? For funerals. I've got reservations for you to come up to my glory. I got a glory room for you. I've got a place. In essence, he said, I got a place in my glory for you. I have a place in my glory for you. Every man. I have a reservation with my name on it. I have a glory space, Rob, with my name on it. It's been reserved in the heavenlies just for me. Why keep my eyes on things above? Because there's nothing in this earth. There ain't no glory in this earth. Why am I looking at this damned world? Seated in heaven places is nothing but being in his glory. We trying to comprehend how this can be. It's just in his glory. It's with exceeding and great joy in the glory. Somebody get 1 Peter, I think, 1 and, I want to say 1 and 8, 4, 1 and 4, 1 and something. I want the TBT one, y'all. And then I'm going to sit down. Because, oh, my God. Woo! 1 and 8. I don't know what it was. Woo! Y'all. Pastor Roz, you started this. Come on now. That's it. Now we love him passionately. Oh, yeah, since you run around with a mic, bro. Since you ahead of time with the mic. Use the mic now. Now you're supposed to use it.
Gotcha.
You have permission now to use it.
You love him passionately.
Come on.
Although you did not see him, but through
we didn't see him in his glory. Mm-hmm. Until COVID-19 came. Mm-hmm. Come on, Rob, didn't it? Mm-hmm. When COVID-19 came, we made a reservation. We started passionate love. Oh, we was kind of loving him a little bit. But when Corona started taking out the whole world, not just the United States, not just the Western, the whole world, all some passion rose up in us. Something started riding in me. We started loving him passionately. Go ahead.
But through believing.
Start all over again for me, please.
You love him passionately, although you did not see him.
In his glory, we didn't see him yet.
But through believing in him,
come on, y'all.
You are saturated
with
an ecstasy, joy, indescribably sublime.
Now, what is that other than his glory? What is that other than his glory, y'all? What is he doing? We're being saturated. We're being washed.
Immersed. In glory.
Just read that little piece one more time, please.
Believing in him,
mm-hmm.
You are saturated with ecstatic joy.
Ecstatic joy.
Indescribably sublime.
Come on.
And immersed in glory. For you are reaping the harvest of your faith. The full salvation promised you. Your soul's victory.
Look, he beat everybody else up on Wednesday. Can I hit him? What he kept saying, this is beyond salvation. We're reaping what? Full. We're going into the glory. Victory. I don't have to worry about nothing. Now we've got some victory, y'all. Now I understand, Rob. I be laying on my bed, Pastor, trying to pray. Trying to get up, you know, one of them old religious things we do, you know, Glow. You're supposed to pray every night, right? Religiously. Mm-hmm. I try. It don't happen. But now I know why. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know why I can't do it?
Because we weren't in the glory.
Once you get in the glory, y'all, only when he instructs you like yesterday. Pastor, you'd be surprised. I don't pray at home no more. Yeah. Not really. Not like that. Yeah. Yeah. You know, because I used to be on the floor and, you know, I used to pray, Tina. Yep. I used to pray. Thou art God. And besides you, there is none other. And you above everything and beyond you, there is nothing else. I need you, Father. That loveth me more than thou loveth thy son. If you would just look down on me and have mercy on my need right now. If you would just come and visit. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. How dare me tell him who he is? Like he don't know who he is. Just see him in his glory. I don't have to do that anymore. James, I've been trying. I've been trying for a while now. I've been trying. I really have. I really have, y'all. This, I'm confessing. I really have. Roz, when I think about our baby, I be trying to get one in. I be trying to tell him all about it. It won't come. We've been wasting our time. All we need to do, do what we need to do.
See his glory.
fall passionate in love with him, which is entering into his glory. And then his glory does what, James? We become what? Ecstatically emerge, saturated.
Saturated, ecstatic, indescribably sublime, and immersed in glory.
Now, who not happy? That's the victory. That's the pastor. Thank you. Christ in glory. The Hollins on our behalf. Yesterday, you did them feet yesterday. You remember them feet? That was prepared with the gospel of... Woo! If this ain't peace. Ecstatic. Taking us beyond. Causing us to live in the age to come. Living in his glory. The age to come is to live in his glory. Paul told him, said, there's another way. There's another life. If you get the good word of God. Can't you just get the word? You got to get the good word of God. And that good word will take you over into a whole new age, which is living in his glory. Another life. Another life. Another life. Mm-hmm. And the best is yet to come. Because he's going to reveal some things about his glory to us.
Yes.
Come on, there's some things coming. Some definition of his glory. Well, that's okay. Yeah, we good with that. But the messenger that's been ascending and descending. He left here yesterday on a cloud. I saw him. Look, he was like this. I said, is he going to get out that door? Or he going to walk into it? Because he kept going towards it like he thought it was a door. But he, you know, I was watching him, Pastor Blow. I was watching him kind of get toward that door over there. You know, he was like this. I can see his eyes trying to focus. You know, is he going to make it to that door? But heaven had dropped on him. That's apostolic. This is apostolic. This is the new apostle age. This is the true apostolic grace in the earth again. These are no business cards. This is the true apostolic grace. Search all you want to search, and you won't find this anywhere. Go out to Google it. Google and see what you find. You're not going to find anything about his glory. Not living in it now. You're not going to find that. You're not going to find that all you've got to do is abide in him. Pastor, may I know it? All of this word means something, Rob. Abide in him means just stay in my glory. Everything means something now. It's so clear. It's so clear, Pastor Gloria. Abide in him. I can't do that by myself in my flesh. Only way I'm going to do that is what? Is to get in his glory. That's the only way I'm going to do it. We've been trying to stay. Lord, let me help. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to walk with you. How are we going to live in the spirit? In his glory. That's just his spirit is his glory. His spirit, walking in the spirit, is just walking in his glory. And see, Pastor said he don't do series, but he's going to tell us how to do that. He is. I know it. I feel it. I feel something down in there. Holy Ghost stirring up something. He's preparing us for something. For the reality. I'm living in another world. Living in another world where nothing else will do. He just whetted our appetite this morning. Joy full of glory. Get off. Come on, Holy Ghost. All have a reservation. Eating at the glory table. Enjoying him. Enjoying the feast. Happy about it. Lily, I'm happy. What the little song we used to tell the children? Happy. Happy in Jesus, Jesus Christ. I'm happy. Happy in Jesus Christ. I can't help it, y'all. I'm happy. Courtney, I'm happy. It's his glory. It's his glory that took over me. His glory. His glory. His glory. And it's through faith that we see his glory. His glory. His glory. Pastor, thank you. Thank you, Stan. Show us your glory. Y'all know I can't wait, Roz. Come on.
I just want to say something real quick. More and more opportunities and circumstances, I begin to understand, are affording us the opportunity to learn how to live in the reality of who he is and his kingdom. I think about a month ago when the Lord gave me the word about when we had met with a family member to, and now he says, when is it that I'm not ever enough? And so it just more and more it becomes so clear that nothing else will do. Only what we used to sing the song, what you would do for Christ will last, but it's only in him. When is it that God is never enough? And we've tried to combine and mix and do, and this is part of what Corona did. It took down systems and structures and old patterns so that God could begin to us to introduce to us the real reality of who he is and where we live.
Praise Jesus. In his glory. In his glory. Is Rob closing? Who's closing? Come on, Rob. Glow closing. Pastor Gloria's closing.
Thank you, Jesus is right. If thank you, Jesus mean anything, it means a whole lot today. Thank you, Jesus. What else is there to really say but give him glory and thanksgiving for all the that he's revealed to us today. And I am so very, very happy and so very thankful. And we bless you, Lord, because of that. You know what? I am so glad my name is Gloria. I am so, if I have ever loved my name, I love it today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus. My mom used to call me, I said this before, but whenever I got in trouble and she couldn't find me, she would say, Glory! She'd be hollering across the yard, Glory! And now I can holler, Glory! 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 Amen! Amen! Thank you, Jesus. It means so much, Lord. I thank you so very much. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. What else to say, Father, but glory, hallelujah. We love you desperately, Lord. You have shown us how to passionately come towards you, come to you. You have shown us how that we are in you, Lord. We're in you. You're with us, and we're with you, and we're in glory with you, Lord. And we're so happy, Lord. We rejoice, oh God. We bless you, Father, for thinking of us and loving us this way. Your love is so full, it's so complete, Lord. Oh, we thank you. We just thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that you continue and continuously open our eyes and open our hearts and open our spiritual understanding, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we go away today just blessing and rejoicing and dancing and bumping with your glory, Lord. Thank you today, Lord. We just thank you. Jesus, we love you. Amen.